is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? All right. Hour number two, USAprepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And during the previous hour, Rick asked me to tell the story about what happened at the farm and what happened with the police. So, as I mentioned, our son came home from Lebanon, Missouri, about 11 o'clock, just before 11 o'clock through town. We live in a town of 100 people. And there were four police cars. One of them followed him part of the way home, right on his bumper, and then turned off. And so my son came into the farmhouse and told me all about it. And we talked for about a half an hour. And then I went to bed at 11:30. Just about 12 o'clock, our son ran up into the bedroom, and he said, Dad, you know, there's a police car right here at the farm. So I looked out the window, and yeah, sure enough, there was a police car at the farm, and our driveway is a third of a mile long, and there's absolutely no reason for these cops to trespass on our property. And so I watched him, and he was driving slowly out of our driveway. So I called the sheriff's office in our county, and I said, hi, this is Vin Fennelli, and I explained where I live, and I said, is there anything going on in town? No. Seems like there's some activity in town. You know anything about it? No. So the dispatcher's telling me, that, no, she doesn't know. Her name is Amy. So Amy's telling me that, no, she doesn't know of anything going on. And I find this highly suspect. Because one police car in our town is a real spectacle, right? Four is is really a spectacle. Anyway, she assured me that she had no idea what was going on. And I said, well, don't your guys, don't your deputies call you and say, hey, listen, I'm turning into the Fennelli's farm right now, and I just want to let you know where I am so you can keep me safe. And she said, no, they're somewhere on patrol in the county. All right. So I thanked her. She was absolutely, she provided no information. If it were up to me, I'd fire her on the spot. Okay, so I decided to call the state police. And I asked the dispatcher there, and she was really helpful, unlike our county employee. And the state police dispatcher said, no, we've got GPS systems, and we know where all our guys are, and they're not where you're what you're talking about. I said, would you please call our county, and maybe you can get some information, and would you call me back and let me know what's going on? And she said, sure. So while she was doing that, I called every surrounding county, and no one had police cars in our area. And then the dispatcher from the state police called me and said, well, yep, it was your county, and they have what's called a saturation going on, and they've got a lot of cops in your town, and they're doing a DUI checkpoint. So these guys have a checkpoint going on around 11 o'clock on a Saturday night in a town of 100 people. Now, they're really looking for revenue, obviously. So I thanked her very much, and I called back our county, and I said, Amy, you told me that you didn't know what's going on. You've got a saturation going on, and there's all these cops here, and you knew about it, and you lied to me. What's your last name? She wouldn't give me her last name. She would not give me her last name. So I told her I was outraged, I was furious, and I've got, you know, a police car on my property. I don't appreciate it. She lied to me. She breached the public trust. And I was furious, and I told her I was going to talk to the sheriff about it. A couple minutes later, a deputy calls me, and he says, hey, listen, I understand you're a little upset. And I said, you bet. You bet I'm upset, because you guys are trespassing on my property. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if you're doing a manhunt. I don't know what's going on, but you're on my property, and there's no reason for it, and you lied to me. And he said, well, we were looking for a red Mustang. I said, okay. And I said that I was really disappointed, and I would talk to the sheriff about it. And he tried to calm me down. And, you know, I was firm. I wasn't yelling or screaming, but I was firm. Well, the next morning, I called, and he admitted that they had a saturation, meaning a lot of cop cars. And I called my next-door neighbor across the road who has a red Mustang. And she said, yeah, they were coming home from a party, a Christmas party, and her husband was speeding, and he got pulled over, and he got a ticket for it on the main road. So they pulled him over and gave him a ticket. So now the deputy has lied to me, because the deputy's telling me they're looking for a red Mustang. They're not looking for it. They already pulled it over and gave him a ticket. So the deputy lied to me. The dispatcher lied to me. So during the broadcast the next day, I called the sheriff, and I talked to him. And he said, well, some people really appreciate our presence on their property. And I said, not me. I don't want you guys on my property. And he said that, I said, well, your gal knows where the deputies are all, where they all are. He said, no, she doesn't know. She doesn't know where they are. And then he tells me in the next breath that they had a saturation in our little town. So he lied to me. So now we have the dispatcher lying. We've got the deputy lying, and we have the sheriff lying. I told our sheriff, I have no confidence in our sheriff. None in his entire office. We need to fire everybody in his entire office.
I've got a solution here.
I don't want to run.
In our town, Grants Pass, we have a local version of Craigslist. It's called Joe's List. And yesterday, on Joe's List, in the very early morning, one of the neighbors posted, someone just stole our son's truck. It was .da-da-da, .da-da-da, .da-da-da data. And guess what? I saw then, later in the afternoon, Franks with local law enforcement and our network, the perp, is now in jail, and my son's got his truck back. Now, that's how it could be.
Yeah, it could be. It could be that good.
Serve,
but it takes on
and protect. And usually, the law enforcement should be a reflection of the active participants in what you do is have town hall and where you all meet around a potbelly stove, just like when I used to do it in agriculture. It is a tradition in agriculture where you have a little country store and the potbelly stove, and everybody hangs out there for coffee. Talks politics. What's happened to America needs to remember the way it used to be with Burma Shave.
Burma Shave. Burma Shave. You're talking about those
Burma Shave ads. I'll send them to you to post. It's a little bit of doing the time warp again. Some of these ways of being actually make the system work the way it could be. And what you need to do is gather them all up in a town hall meeting and get to know each other.
I wanted to buy a small building in our town, which was that general store that I mentioned.
Potbelly Stove, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I wanted to do the broadcast right from there.
Well, that's right what Ziggy's is doing. That's what you do at Ziggy's, that concept.
Mm-hmm.
The sheriff should be at Ziggy's. So should the mayor and possibly any politicians going through town at the time. They show up and do a little song and dance where everybody gets to know everybody else, just like it used to be with Will Rogers. That's the universe I'm looking for in rural communities.
Me too. And that's what we're working toward. And I mentioned previous hour that we have... There are a lot of us who are armed at Ziggy's, open carry. And I'm talking about men and women. There are probably, as many women armed as men. You know, they've got their 38 detective specials, That's what the women seem to like, and that's something that we recommended for them.
For Saturday nights. Play. I know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And here's what happened. One day, we decided to take the day off from Ziggy's, and this was over a year ago. It was kind of like a holiday thing where it worked out that it'd be better for us to spend time with our respective families rather than meet at Ziggy's. So we took one day off from the meetup. We came back and we found out that one of our meetup guys, he's a handicapped guy, and he was at Ziggy's, and a guy came in. He was sitting at the bar, not drinking, but he was sitting at the bar where they have TVs, and you can have your meal there. And they only have 8 stools at the bar, and there's a glass wall between the where you can have an alcoholic beverage at the bar and watch one of these 8 TVs, or you can go into the main dining room on the other side of this glass wall where maybe 100 and something people can dine. Well, this guy was sitting at the bar, and someone new came in and walked up to him, gave him a hard time, and threw him off this bar stool. And it wasn't like he had been provoked by our student. And when I came back to visit, you know, for the next meetup, the next Monday, I heard this story. And I asked our regular waitress, I said, do you think that that situation would have happened if we were here? USA Prepares? She said, absolutely not. So the presence of who we are and that we are armed and we wouldn't tolerate anything like that. I guess prevents that kind of crime from happening. So this guy was injured.
What you need to do, Vincent, and it's probably you, could be Vincent's list. And what you do is every morning you post everybody's needs. Sell. You know, people think's got things to sell. Someone's looking for a place to rent. That's what a Joe's list or a Vincent's list might be about. And it is a way of drawing the neighborhood closer together where everybody gets to know everybody else. They see the ads, the junk that they have for sale, you know, like flea markets and things like that. A group's going to be playing at the local bar, and they post to be hanging there.
Rick, I got bad news for you. Vincent's list is already taken. I was just going to buy it just now. It's already taken. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. The real Fox Mulder. Oh, there you go. Let me look it up. I'll look it up.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay. Finelli's list. We got it. We got Finelli's list.
Guess what else? I just sent you an introduction to Joe Thatcher in Williams, Oregon. And what you need to do then is hook up with her, talk to her directly on how, and she does it, protocols, you know, that runs the office and the way it all stuff comes in. And maybe you can find someone to help you set up a similar resource, because I think it's a very powerful local way for the community to work together.
I love it.
Way, we also have it called the Applegator in Applegate Valley and the Watershed. And most all watersheds have a newspaper or some way of communicating to the locals. And that would be the second thing that I would set up in your network. And you should bring in law enforcement, and that would include National Guard, so that they're all working as local homeboys.
Sounds good to me, Rick. So I'm pursuing that today.
I'll keep you going for a while, Vincent. That's a whole new thing.
That's just what I need. That's what I need, another thing.
Yeah, just what you need is right.
Yeah. Well, Rick, we were talking about Fukushima. And we're talking about bioremediation. Now, the federal government, I have a post on the website, the federal government has just released a contract for purchase of 700,000 packages of 20-dose potassium iodide tablets. 65 milligrams per dose. 700,000 packages. That's 14 million doses. And obviously that's for them. That's not for us. That'd be for them. Now, Rick, that amount is probably exceeding the supply, the current supply that is available. And when the government does something, I mean, They steal the entire market using our money. And they've done it with ammunition. They've made it so it's impossible for us to buy ammunition. Just try buying 22 long rifles in today's market. It looks like they're doing the same thing with these potassium iodine tablets. Here's my question, Rick. Can we buy potassium iodine in powder form, weigh it, and take the appropriate 65 milligram dose ourselves without the middleman who is packaging it in tablets for us? Why can't we get the bulk powder and weigh it out ourselves?
All right. So that's what Dr. Lenny Time, I sent you his one, or I will if I didn't send it to you, on how you make a patch under your armpit so that it's absorbed correctly, how to make it. And there's other things, baking soda. There's a whole list of on-farm treatment for medical alert on radiation poisoning. And it's going to happen now. It won't be as bad at first as you think. It'll be happening around you, your animals, and other things like that. But at some point, everybody's going to wake up to the fact that they need to start thinking about hygiene differently. For example, do not go out in the rain when there is any kind of radiation clouds going through. That's the bottom line. You do not. And once it's on the ground, that means your shoes and all of that are going to be contaminated, and you need to have a protocol where those shoes don't get mixed up with your slippers or going in socks inside your home. It's going to be a brave new world. It's not going to be bad. We already have to do certain kinds of observations with plague and herpes and, you know, HIV and things of that nature. It's just going to be a little more intense. It'll be intense, you know, where you have to be a little more careful. It'll be just like in the movies. And it won't matter where you live.
And it's a really serious tone we've got right here, Klaus. We're talking about radiation contamination worldwide. Brought to you by your government, the government of Japan, private industry, and General Electric. I suggest that if you own General Electric stock, you sell it in protest. Sell it. Drive the price down. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just got an email from one of our class, and he says, Vince, you need to run for sheriff. After you win, please try to keep your radio show. although with the farm, you'd be really taxed for time. I pray that you and your family have a healthy Christmas and even better New Year. See you this April at the Expo. And signed, Sam. Thank you so much, Sam. I really don't want to run for sheriff. I really don't want to do that.
Yeah, have your boy do it.
Well, yeah, oh, there you go. There you go.
Family. He would actually probably make, just like Mayberry, it would be wonderful. You could have a Barney Fife and just go right back to the old ways.
Yeah, I think I would. I think I'd move the sheriff's office to our little town. I'd relocate. I'd fire everybody, and then I'd really. And by the way, Rick, I ran for school board office, and I let it be known that I was running to the members of the existing school board and to the superintendent, and I let them know that my platform was to eliminate drug testing within the school because I did not want DNA samples of our children who are under 18 and even those over 18 going outside anywhere into some DNA collection database. And my plan was to fire the superintendent and eliminate drug testing within our school and replace it with drug education and bring textbooks back into the classroom and get rid of this these computers acting as teachers and the teachers, the physical teachers in the classroom, acting as substitutes. I wanted to get rid of that, put teachers back in the classroom, and I was defeated. I only got 1/8 of the votes, but nobody knew who I was back then because I just came to town, and they thought I was this guy from California, and I wanted to put sidewalks, and I wanted to bring California's problems.
Sidewalks in your place. That's great.
What's really funny about that, there isn't a sidewalk in town. I mean, there's not a traffic light, there's not a street light, there's not a sidewalk. As a matter of fact, how many of you have seen a parking lot to a post office that's gravel and it has one space, and it's gravel. So anyway, Rick, the remediation, the treatment, the protection that we need.
We'll get there. I have one thing more to say about Fukushima that I think is very important everybody realizes. Fukushima itself was a tragedy, but was not that bad. What made it bad was what is now being undisclosed in the lying and motivations of everyone. While you're after General Electric, remember, General Electric designed those plants so that they were efficient and used up the plutonium. They were supposed to be clean nuclear energy. What happened was that Fukushima Daiichi was storing weapons-grade plutonium for someone else, and that's what the spent fuel rods were that are now causing the House of Cards to fall over more. They had way too much plutonium on hand at any given moment, spent plutonium rods, and now it's going to take possibly a century to remove it. But not to worry, because most everybody in Japan now is ill. The indexes are coming out right now that all that ship that went over, the American ship, now there's 74 naval seamen that have cancer because of working in helping the Japanese in 2011. Nobody is being told the truth. They tried to pass a gag order that made it illegal to be a whistleblower. That got done. The whole thing. And every day, it gets worse. And what I'm discovering, I want to write this article, and I have all this data, but every day it gets a little funkier, and I don't know where to begin. Bioremediation is going to be the word. That will be the new buzzword for this next century. We're going to have to change our diets. It's going to be a complete lifestyle change. And this Joe's list that I've sent, I've queued you up. They've gone into the queue. I can run down Joe Thatcher's number. You need to talk to her and then possibly have her explain how the system works like we do it here in Williams, Oregon. And then possibly how it might be a template that should be done in a little networking of one community to another. Your communities are so small, you should be having these, I don't know, every morning before I would go out, I would go in and Zerk my machinery before it was dawn, and then sit waiting for the sun to come up before I could get to my crops. And we would sit around this potbelly, all these old farmers. This is where I learned how to farm. Wasn't doing it. It was sitting around talking politics. So, it's a different way of living.
We've got that potential right here in this little hand.
Ziggy's already is doing essentially like that to some extent. The sheriff, the National Guard, the kids home from the service, that's where they would hang out in networking what they're doing over in Afghanistan, and now then have a small town meeting where you're sitting around talking to each other about it, and your son that was just back from there or whatever. That's the way we do it here. And it's an old-fashioned concept of bringing the community back into true. And every community is different. That's what I'm really looking forward to, is the exchange of your universe with Joe Thatcher's.
That sounds great, and I will give Joe a call after the broadcast and see if we can make this happen.
Maybe get a sense of it. You may not. It's a big project.
Well, I understand.
It's a local bulletin board. It's the networking. And I'm certain you've got some computer nerds there that would be perfect for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And your network, when it goes down, the grid, doesn't mean you don't have shortwave.
That's true. And we've got ham, and we're going to build for our community. We are going to build low power FM. And
so there
absolutely.
You're all good to go. See, you already have the concepts. Now it's going to be integrating them with 4-year-olds and having the 4-year-olds begin out of the wreck living like this. And once that gets integrated into the kids before they go to school, will be how it all works.
And our class, our radio class, can run for school board office, and once elected, can start paving the way for radio broadcasting within the school system. They can be a little radio station for a couple $100s, literally. The school can, without any license requirements whatsoever, broadcast on low power FM, and they can have the news come out and from the school and be within the community, perfectly legal, for a couple $100s. We used to have radio broadcast technical classes in high schools. We used to. We've done away with that. We used to have target practice with real 22s in schools. We don't do that anymore. We used to do all kinds of cool things in schools. We've replaced that with learning Microsoft Office and sports. That's what we've replaced it with. But, Rick, you talked about the 74 seamen, United States Navy, who have thyroid cancer.
I'll give you the links on that. I remember last year when it was only 55. It's increasing because, and here's the bad news, none of us, as educated as we are, really know how bad it is and how bad it can get before it becomes an extinction event. And that's so scary. The bluefin tuna, coming out of San Francisco now, that's all because that's where the nuclear radiation from this cloud went in 2011. It hit, a small portion of it hit San Francisco. And now we're seeing it in the shellfish and the ecosystem of the ocean. And nobody has a clue how important that is in terms of food chain and the way it works with man and carbon dioxide.
Rick, this young man I was telling you about, who our son went to visit on the weekend, who became a Marine, United States Marine, he used to come to the house. He stopped coming to the farm, and I found out why. And it's because when he came to the farm, I would say to him, look, that uniform that you see that the recruiting personnel come to the high school, that's really sharp and all that. And yeah, you're going to travel around the world, but I think they're going to send you to Japan. I think they're going to do that. And Japan is radioactive. It's the worst thing that's happened since Noah's flood. And it is deadly. Don't do it. Don't go to the Marines. Don't join the Marines. And after I said that to him three separate occasions, he wouldn't come to the house anymore. He enlisted. They sent him to Japan. And my concern is that this young man, this handsome young man, might have been damaged by going to Japan.
Well, it's all part of the learning curve of how you and your listeners all get it and realize that sitting on the couch and actually not becoming proactive is no longer an option. And that's that. I think that if you want to get proactive in something, I think the single most important thing right now would be to focus on turning off all nuclear reactors. Now you start there.
You're in perfect synchronization with Dr. Norman Shealy and me with turning off all nuclear reactors. We need to stop it right now, worldwide. Rick, when we come back, please help us with how do we protect ourselves with potassium iodide.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well,
today.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
PC, for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. RichardALANMiller.com. If you'd like to go to his website, he's got some books for sale. He's a fabulous author. I have many of his books right here in the studio. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us every Thursday right here for 2 hours at USAPrepares.com. Rick, you can buy tablets that are 65 milligrams of potassium iodine, and you can also buy the potassium iodine crystals. You can buy a quarter pound of the crystals.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to cut to the chase here. What you need to do is go to Van Waters and Rogers or Scientific Supply. Every state has an outlet for the laboratories, universities that need chemistry. That's where you're going to get your chemistry. Now, what you want is Lugol's formula or nascent iodine. That's the one that works good. A solution of, what I'll do is I'll send you stuff that you can educate. I'll give you links on this that are in my various notes, and they're there, and you can go ahead and post them on how to make it yourself. What you would do is go to Van Waters and Rogers. Ours in Oregon is up in Portland. We have a secondary outlet down in Eugene, Springfield area, and that's where they do all the chemistry, and you get these big, thick books full of everything. And some of it is controlled substances. Iodine is not. You can buy it and make your own. The solution of Lugol's iodine is usually prepared in a 2% concentrate, mixture of potassium iodide and elemental iodine, which is I2. Each amber bottle usually holds about 50 milligrams. That's Dr. Lenny's formula. It's a halogen as such. Elemental iodine is a halogen, and because of that, is fairly strong oxidizing agent. And so there could be reactions to it, like allergic reactions. There are ways around that where you cut it with citric acid. I'll give you some formulas. The best way to take some of this is as a patch under your armpit rather than putting it in like a chemist would tell you, put it in water and drink it. There are better ways to assimilate this so it works more effectively. I would also be taking a lot of sodium bicarbonate, pure, simple baking soda. There it is. That's probably probably one of the best. Sulfur, organic sulfur, is capable of literally turning radioactive elements into harmless sulfates and remove them from the body, just like that, sulfur. Zeolite clay. Zeolite is like pyrolytic or very fine clays. What they are, they have little hooks, and they'll go in and grab minerals, bond onto them, and go right straight out into the stool. There are seaweeds that work very well. Blue-green algaes are your best ones. That would be spirulina, chlorella, and Aphanophosan plus aqua. There's a whole list of these, and I can give them to you. Natural vitamin C. If you can find roseps, on your property, and I know you have them growing around there, you're not just eating that alone is really good for you. So then there's other kinds of things you can do in your diet. In the nascent iodine, I used to use mercurochrome, and the reason they took that off the shelf, because that's a really good source for iodine, is that it had mercury in it, and it would, cauterize wounds really well, kill everything in the area. Nothing lived. If you put iodine on or methylate or, like that, what would happen is it just plain cauterizes everything, and there is no sepsis. You don't get infection with that kind of thing. That's why iodine is so important. It's most important for children because their thyroids are less developed, and an adult will be able to probably be semi-okay. When you buy your salt, buy iodized salt. Get your iodine that way. That's always the smart thing to do. And I'm certain Dr. Norm Shealy has way more, do's and don'ts. And that would be a real good show for bioremediation.
Rick, thanks so much for being with us. I'm sitting behind the microphone. I'm really numb today because of the topics we're talking about.
Yeah.
Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Class, we're going to follow up on this, and I'll post the articles that Rick sends me. Above all, honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you. Rick, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.